am luckily, from what I've heard, not in the world of dating apps. That I have found my wife before Tinder and Bumble really got popular, and I don't have to deal with that. But Alex, you've been with the Egyptian now for 4 months.
5 months.
Sorry, did not mean to insult your relationship status. For 5 months, and it seems like it took you a long time to find somebody on these Bumble and Tinder apps.
It can take a while. Now, it took me a while.
Now, why is it so hard? Is it just like you don't know what to write in the profiles, or other people don't know what to write?
Well, that's the number one thing. You know, I see a lot of girls all the time saying, I don't know what to say first, especially on Bumble, because girls have to talk first. It's like the Sadie Hawkins dance of dating apps.
Yeah, act like you're almost interested.
Right. And so girls have to say something. But what is the biggest pet peeve to me when I've been on dating apps before is people that have nothing in their bio, because I have no idea what to go off of to be creative and talk to you about something if I know nothing about you. And then these researchers now have come up with a list of words that they say are actually going to help you get dates on dating apps. They looked at the most popular male and female words on the app and analyzed their about me sections. They looked at the most popular profiles, who's getting the most swipes, and they analyzed their about me sections and they noted the words that appeared really frequently in their bios. So they say for men,
take this down. This is going to help you get some swipes this weekend.
Yes, if you include these phrases or one of them or a couple of them in your bio, you're for sure going to get more right swipes. For guys, it's including that you're 6 feet tall, or I guess taller.
Hold on. Stop. If you're not 6 feet tall, do not put that in there. If you're 5'2", she's like, what the hell is this?
I'm gonna have you give me dings or buzzers for the ones that I would swipe right on.
Okay.
So when I was on dating apps before, when I was single, I absolutely looked for 6 foot and I would swipe right. Number two, they say is to include the word family. Either maybe you're wanting a family someday soon, I'm assuming.
I'm predicting.
I would be into that. I would be into that. Three dogs. That's actually
No. Alex just swiped left instantly on you.
Actually, if you had a picture of you with the dog, I would swipe left. And especially if you had a picture of you with your dog in bed, I would for sure swipe left like
get
four times
here.
Because that grosses me out. Number four, dinner. I don't know what that means. I mean, yeah, I guess like they want to take you out to dinner or something.
Or maybe like I like to make dinner, cook dinner.
Maybe. Five, beard. For sure, yes. They want you to have the word beard in your profile if you're a guy on a dating app.
Daddy.
They say number six, have the word travel.
I feel like you'd like that, right?
Seven, music.
Yeah.
Eight, relationship. You're looking for a relationship. Definitely yes. Nine, gym. No.
Really?
No. If you have a picture of you running a marathon or something, I'm also out. We're not going to get along. I have a snack cabinet, okay? A snack cabinet.
But that means he's going to be in shape. Like, that means they're going to be healthy.
Yeah, I'm not into that. And then they say number 10, car. I don't care about that either.
Yeah, that's a lie. If the guy doesn't have a car...
Well, but they're not going to say... would assume in Indiana, we don't live in like a transit city where everybody's taking buses and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, most people, you have to have a car to get around. So I would just assume. They say top words for women. So women, you need to have these words on your dating profile if you want a guy to swipe right. Love...
I'm not swiping, I don't think so.
That would freak guys out.
Yeah, you're like, I'm
looking for love? I don't know.
I'm going to run away right now, thank you.
Two, drink. I feel like every girl says something about wine.
Yes, I want you to drink.
Number three, music. You're into music, maybe?
Maybe you like to go to concerts. That could
would you be
why.
Into that, Joe?
I would be, yeah. I don't want somebody like, I don't like to go to loud music venues. It's too much for me.
Now, here's some really weird things that they're saying guys are into, and this I don't understand. Guys are so weird. It says that you need to have the word LOL on your profile. Why?
I mean, I put LOL a lot because I don't know what to say when I'm texting people, but I don't think I'd swipe left on you, but that's not gonna make me swipe right.
They say you need to say gym, coffee, blue eyes. Here's another weird one. You need to have just a smiley face on there. That's it.
Really?
Is this really how little we have to work for guys to be interested? I guess that makes sense.
I mean, the gym thing, yeah, because once again, I brought it up with the guy thing too. You're like, oh, they take care of themselves, so they're in shape.
And rounding out the top 10 words for women of words that you should have on your dating profile for guys to be interested is beer and foodie. Those I understand.
I like beer, but foodie.
Oh, is that like pretentious to you?
To me, it is. Like, yeah, who doesn't like food? We all like good food. I'm a foodie. I go places and I take pictures of my food.
They want more than fast food. Like, they want to go somewhere nice.
Doesn't everybody? I mean, I love me some good Chick-fil-A, but I like to also go have a good seafood meal or a good steak at a restaurant.
And you're over 6 feet tall, right?
I'm 6 foot, yes.
I feel like we would both be very successful if we were still single and on these apps.
Well, I'm going to get on Tinder today just to see how this works out. So look for me. It's Joe. No, I'm just kidding. My wife would kill me.